A few years ago, Ron Berger was doing a renovation on his family's restaurant in Durand, Wisconsin, southwest of Eau Claire. As he pulled back a part of the dining room wall, he spotted something that hadn't been seen in over a century. Evan Nicole Brown reported on Berger's discovery for the travel website Atlas Obscura, and she joins me now with more. Evan, what was it that had been covered up all this time?
A humongous lithograph print, which was essentially a billboard for a traveling circus that was visiting Durand in 1885. The first thing that Ron saw when he pulled back the wall was a little bison peeking out from behind the hole in the wall he had broken into. And then he sort of followed that further and further behind the wall, and he opened up the wall to a humongous 9-foot-high, 55-foot-long, full-color circus poster. So it was pretty incredible.
And what do we know about the circus that's on that mural?
It mostly depicted Miles Orton. He was essentially the ringleader and manager of the Great Anglo-American Circus, and he was known for riding horses bareback, standing up, and he had two children who would stand on his head and his shoulders as he was standing up on these horses bareback. So that was his claim to fame. But then there are also a ton of aerialists and acrobats and different animals like ostriches and giraffes and tigers and bison. So it really is just sort of a collection of different animals and activities that you would see at the circus.
This is a big poster. How would a poster of that dimension be produced at that time, and would it be designed to last as long as it has?
No. So part of the most exceptional thing about this story is that really this was meant to be very temporary. So this one in particular was made by Russell Morgan & Co., and they were based in Cincinnati, Ohio at the time. This was essentially made from a huge stamp that would have come from a stone slab, and it being in full color was very rare for the time, from my understanding. They would usually have been in black and white. This would have probably been up for maximum a month or two after the circus had passed through Durand. So it's pretty incredible that it was somehow stored behind this wall. And there are a couple of theories about how that happened. But yeah, it was sort of meant to disintegrate after a couple months.
But given that it ended up sticking around, Ron Berger decided, as long as I found this, I'm going to preserve it. So what did that effort take?
So he did a lot of historical research, actually, he did a lot of circus history research, particularly in and around Wisconsin, to figure out what the significance of this poster was, to even see if it was worth his time and money, frankly. But when he realized that it was about a 2-2.5-year effort. So there was a lot of painstaking, you know, pulling back of the wall so that, because mind you, this poster is completely paper. So if they were not precious with the way they took back the wall, it could have really ruined it for good. There was a lot of really detailed, sensitive work done to sort of make sure that the plaster in the wall wasn't pulling back the paper. They had to restore the colors in certain ways so that certain pieces could be picked up and a little bit more evident. And just in general, they had to preserve it further. So it's actually behind glass now, because they did research and they realized that, A, people would want to touch it, which is understandable because it's so incredible, but also UV rays and things like that from lighting. So it's behind glass now, but all in all, it took about 2 years.
Well, Evan, what a treat to talk with you. Thanks so much.
Yes, thank you too.